Greetings and welcome to the Eastern Border. I'm in Riga right now. For a while anyways. I'm not sure how this quality will sound, but hey, what can I do? I was just trying to deal with all the questions today about all the people who are not exactly friendly to Putin's regime, about them getting away from Russia. You know, it's a thing that I feel like I'm responsible for at this point. And one of them, Zany Fan, who's a friend of ours of the show, and he's been providing us Russian news. He's been great at this. And yeah, he asked us for a VPN access because he had lost it completely since Visa and MasterCard no longer work in Russia. And thankfully, the great people at ExpressVPN actually helped him. I mean, I'm not sponsored by them. Don't get me wrong here. However, ExpressVPN, great guys, saving people's lives, which is amazing. Secondly, Vault, which is a company that works in Latvia, actually gave me like 50 euros, which is like $60, a free voucher for food. That was nice, because I'd like someone's maybe appreciating what I'm doing here. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, you're being a lot of help. But today's episode is all about the news. And on the war front, there is not that much happening, because there's been massive fighting. The quiet night in Kiev, yeah, that died down. That was something that went by us, because the Russians are focusing their forces, they're concentrating their armies for that assault there. They need to take Kiev. I hope they won't. I pray they won't. But that's something that they're trying to do. Russians have only taken Kherson and all the protests there, and if you've listened to my previous shows, then you know. But it's still bad. However, I can, in this case, when I have finally confirmed the front is calcifying, I believe, by the way, that the Ukrainians are preparing a counterattack, because a lot of their forces have been amassed in western Ukraine, and they haven't joined any battles yet. So, as long as the front calcifies, that's good news for everyone. Once it does, then I believe the Ukrainians will launch a counteroffensive, and they will retake some territories. Unless Russia drops a nuke, which is a more and more likely possibility, since my Russian sources have confirmed that, yes, Putin might be that insane. And that, yes, he might do something like that. Therefore, we can't be really secure in our positions, but I believe that if Putin drops a nuke, then we'll have an open declaration of war by everyone. There is nothing to be said against people who use nuclear weapons. And I hope Putin understands this, because if Putin drops a nuke, it'll reach me. Reach me too. And yeah, I'll be just dead. So I hope that doesn't happen. However, today I also watched a lot of Russian propaganda. I went through what's going through the average Russian's head. You see, today our Ministry of Internal Affairs published a document stating their polling results. And basically, Russian families, families who speak mostly Russian, they are still 25% very pro-Putin. There are still people out there who believe that Putin is doing the right thing, denazifying Ukraine. Yeah, denazifying hospitals and whatever. I've also heard comments about Azov Battalion and everything. You know what? At this point, even if Azov Battalion were a real thing, which they aren't, because they haven't been operating anywhere, even then, even if they were a real thing, they are still a way less threat than whatever Russia is doing. And Azov Battalion, yeah, as soon as the war started, turns out they were basically Russian propaganda. They were funded by Russia to create ruckus and everything. No, there is no Azov Battalion. Not anymore. They're all paid for phonies. Nothing matters here. I mean, information is just a tool in their hands. And if we're really looking at this from the correct perspective, then the Russian government is doing something unprecedented here. And I spoke to you about how they've forced the people in the hospice to make the Z sign, which is the new swastika, to be honest. But now there has been an announcement from people who study international relationships in Damascus University. To Zelensky, no less. Yes. To Zelensky about Zelensky should stop this awful special operation, because in Russia it's not war. How he should just give up and denazify Ukraine, and how Zelensky is responsible for all of this. Yeah, Zelensky's a hero. He's fighting all this time. I mean, this is just so weird. Like, the Russians are pulling at their strings. Not Russians, to be honest, sorry. Putin. Because I don't believe that Russians are all evil. I don't believe that. I believe Russians are fair people, nice people. I've seen only hospitality from them. But right now, well, our National Museum of Medicine has pasted a picture just across the embassy of Russia, because they are just across the street from it. And they've posted a picture with Putin and half of his face being a skull, which is a nice idea, really. But they have to work harder than that. The thing is, I don't really feel that West is understanding the gravity of the situation. This is big. I mean, there's an invasion going on. Terrible things happening. We're all in this together. And if you really complain about gas prices right now, you're missing the point. Your gas prices means that if you're complaining about that, then you have no rights to state that you are the land of the free. You are not the land of the brave, definitely. Ukrainians are the land of the free and the brave. You know what they're doing? Fighting for themselves. And if you complain about gas prices right now, you are neither free nor brave. You are egoistic and a scumbag. And I have trolls calling me daily now. And I'm working throughout all this process. I am overtired and overworked. And all I want to is for this to end, because I want Ukraine to be free. I want all of us to be free. Ukraine is not just fighting for Ukraine. Ukraine is just fighting for everyone. For all of our freedoms. We're in this together. Never forget that. Ukraine is not alone. And we are dependent on Ukraine. And right now, someone complaining about gas prices? Fuck them. Sorry. And Russian propaganda is now saying the same things as people on your Twitter might say. Oh no, the United States did all of this. Bullshit. Oh no, Ukraine is full of Nazis. Bullshit. Someone still asks me on Twitter about the opinion from the other side. What other side? The other side are criminals and fucking assholes. The other side's bombing peaceful cities. The other side's bombing civilians. They have baby's blood on their hands already. There is no other side. There is only Ukraine and those who support it and those who are people whom you don't need in your lives. And that's it. I'm sorry for being so harsh here, but that's reality. It's time for reality to kick in. And currently, $1 billion, $1 billion is given to Russia constantly, like in a day or a month or whatever. I don't know. I think it was rubles. Billion rubles is given to Russia daily by European gas and money organizations. We should not let that happen. That is truly horrible, and their budget won't suffer. And I've heard them speaking. I've heard Russian people saying that, you know, as long as Russia has enough money to pay for those guys who beat protesters up, nothing will change. And nothing will. The war has calcified, yes, but people who speak about the guerrilla warfare and what's going to happen in the future, like in the New York Times or whatever, they don't know the situation. The Ukrainians will fight until the end. I will fight until the end. We're standing strong, united, as one. And you're telling us to basically give up our freedoms and what we fought for so that you can have cheaper gas? Are we less important than your gas? I'm sorry, but that is one thing that I agree with Dan Carlin. He states in his homepage that he hopes for America that, you know, agrees with the marketing. I hope for that too. Because right now, Eastern Europe is going through a lot of things. This one thing, caused by Vladimir Putin. He and he alone is responsible for this and his propagandists. I can't wait for the day that they stand trial for their crimes. Putin is pure evil, and I've been saying this for a long time. I have no patience for trolls. We hope that everything goes fine. Ukraine must stand, as it seems so, until the end of April. After end of April, everyone predicts default of Russia and their economic collapse. I think that about then, Russians might be, well, having a new government. Or whatever, Russia might collapse. But about that point, Russia might even be more available for negotiation. Just, we must stop this. We must stop bombings and everything. I'm sorry for incoherence or something, but I'm just back in Riga, and I spent all this day working on getting people out from Russia and Ukraine. I hope you listen to this show and that you understand the gravity of the situation. Thank you for listening. Please do share, because we want to get the truth out. And if anyone forces you to say something that you don't like, just understand that this is a war happening. And Ukrainians are fighting not just for your land, they're fighting for your liberty. It is dumb, and it shouldn't have happened, but it has happened. And if it has happened, then we should deal with it. And also, the West, stop being cowards. Putin's army failed. Logistics failed. Do you think his nukes won't fail? That they're super safe? Yeah, never gonna happen. I still don't get it. I still see a lot of Western audiences and a lot of people there as fools, such so-called experts. No. Just no. I have no time for this. Das ist ein Jutowisch. And have a great evening.